listening to What the Dev, the weekly podcast of ST Times. And now, here's Dave Rubenstein, editor-in-chief of ST Times.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Rubenstein, and you're listening to the What the Dev podcast from ST Times. Today's topic is titled, Impacting EBITDA. Testing is a boardroom decision. For the uninitiated, EBITDA is one way to measure a company's profitability, and the discussion today will make the case that by improving testing, organizations can lower the cost and deliver higher quality software products more quickly. And all of that impacts an organization's bottom line.
So with us to dive into this today is Kim Mirazimi. She's a CRO at KMS Technology. She has more than 20 years of experience in accelerating corporate growth in software products, product consulting, and software development services across a whole lot of markets. Kim, thanks for being here.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here today.
Oh, great. And also joining us is Nilesh Patel. He's Senior Director of Software Services, also having more than 15 years of experience in leading software testing and quality assurance organizations and implementing automation to enhance testing outcomes. Welcome, Nilesh.
Thanks, David. Happy to be here as well.
Good, good. All right, so let's just jump right into this. EBITDA, obviously not something we often talk about in the realm of testing. So let's talk about the current state of testing, and we'll set the stage with that. Nilesh, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, thank you. I just recently read the World Quality Report, and there's some cool little trends in there that kind of stuck out to me. And like the biggest trend I'm seeing now is, you know, new trends are showing in quality show that business assurance is more important than ever. And quality is now a boardroom decision due to all this high level of competition, right? And for me, that boardroom decision was a big shift, right? If you think about it, in years past, testers probably just focused on testing the software and its features and didn't really worry about the business impacts, right? So that's a big shift from what the normal testers do now. And that was pretty interesting to me. So right now, I would say testing is at a really critical stage right now in the whole SDLC, right? The teams are feeling a lot of pressure to deliver high quality software faster than ever. And with emphasis on business assurance, right? That's another thing, right? Now, before that, again, they were testing just features and whatnot, but now the more importance and more pressure and more focus on business assurance, right? To make sure your applications and products are using use case scenarios and workflows that are relevant to the application itself, right? And that's a pretty big shift than what we typically have done in the years past. Now, what I will say also is, you know, it's if you looked at all these products now, they're more complex than ever. They're not as simple as they were before, and so that requires a wider range of testing, right? That is definitely required now, and that was also part of the trends too, right? So, and then what we're also seeing is, you know, organizations are leveraging automation and AI in the testing process to kind of reduce manual steps while increasing test coverage, right? All this enables us to increase test coverage, test business assurance, and workflows across different devices and browsers. Again, the focus more being on business assurance, right? So in other words, automation enables testing teams to behaviors that are closely to real user activity, right? And that's the biggest kind of trends we're seeing right now in the current landscape of software testing right now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you talked about the fact that testing teams are facing a lot of pressure to deliver quality products more quickly. I'm curious to know, Kim, your take on this. What are the factors behind that pressure?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, David, the obvious answer is as Nilesh said, delivering quality products faster is to meet and exceed market demand and drive client satisfaction, right? But there's another level of pressure that goes beyond the testing teams, and it goes all the way up to leadership. And that is the market's pressure on the performance of software companies today. This ultimately points to EBITDA, and executive leadership teams are finding themselves working harder to drive successful results here. When I talk about EBITDA, I mean earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. EBITDA gives the best picture of a company's business performance as a whole. And the reality right now is that tough conditions like weak demand and rising costs are contributing to shrinking EBITDA margins, and that's going to continue to do so. So we can also add in competitive pressure here and the challenge around gaining and maintaining market share. If companies aren't addressing these competitive pressures and aren't decreasing their fixed costs for production, EBITDA margins are completely at risk to decline. Gartner is predicting EBITDA margins will shrink by more than 30% by 2027.
Wow.
That is upon us now. Exactly. That is here. We are here. And you can imagine, David, right? The challenge that lies ahead, and the executive teams are asking themselves, how do we manage this beyond what we usually do, right? What are other ways, and how do we get creative within other areas of the business? Nilesh, this is something we've talked about. I'm sure that you have thoughts here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you mentioned before, the pressure funnels down to the testing organization, right? I mean, if testing delays product releases, that's going to increase cost and minimize the window for your software to be monetized, right? So can't have releases now, right? That's especially due with all the high level of competition out there, and can't have delays anymore. Another part of it is if the testing isn't thorough enough, bugs are going to slip through the release. And if that happens, that's going to increase cost as well, because you're going to have to redeploy the product again, and you're going to potentially lose revenue if customer encounters bugs that drive them off the platform, right? Like it's big, like user retention is huge. So if you're finding, if a product is faulty and buggy, they're going to go to the next competition, and that's going to take away money from your platform. That's going to make you lose revenue. And these all problems can further shrink EBITDA. But on the other hand, now we feel the pressure, but the testing organizations can be key drivers of that EBITDA as well, right? It's if they adopt the right automation tools and strategies, right? So there's some problems, there's pressure-based testing teams, but they can also be key drivers and to increase EBITDA if they wanted to, right? With the right use of automation tools and strategies that you can put in place.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. So we're seeing this pressure at the business level impacting every part of the business, including testing organizations. And I'm sure most testers and test teams aren't thinking about their job having much of an impact on the bottom line. But the truth is, obviously, if they catch these bugs earlier, release higher quality software faster, that's going to increase profitability, right? Which directly would impact EBITDA. So one thing that I would say is maybe we can take a look at how testing organizations can enhance EBITDA. Nilesh, you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely, right. So the first thing is obviously automation is key, right? It has huge potential to optimize cost and increase profitability, but it must be deployed in a proper way in a holistic strategy, right? You know, a lot of organizations that we see, they're using kind of ad hoc test automation, right? So they have automation in place, which is great, but it's kind of like a band-aid approach, right? Where they're just kind of doing isolated use cases. They're not doing it all. There's testing done here. It's all over the place, right? It's not kind of in a whole combined holistic approach, right? You know, a good strategy for that would be to, you know, the combination of product and process, right? You can do the product part. That's great, but you also have to automate the process itself, right? And by process, I mean is the whole build deployment, right? Like the build needs to be built. You need to test it and deploy it all in one step, right? So all through your CI/CD pipeline, that needs to be automated, right? And based off of triggers, right? So that way you're basically, once you've built, you're deploying code and it's getting tested all in one single step, right? And that's, again, it leads to quicker releases, right? If you're spending time to test it and then doing all the manual steps, it's going to slow things down, right? And this kind of process automation replaces all the manual efforts needed for this, right? And inefficiencies, right? And then what we're seeing is when you start getting to the point where you're automating your product and your process, you're seeing an increase in speed by 20x, right? And that's pretty big, right? That's a huge number that we're seeing, right? But again, it has to be a combination of both product and process. One other thing I'll add to that is there's also benefit of adding, you know, automation in the early stages of the pipeline, right? Like if you start catching defects earlier on, it's going to cost a lot less to fix them, right? That's much easier to do and much easier and a lot more impactful on cost when you do it earlier on, right? So I know, Kim, I know that's talking more about it from, you know, obviously from the software side of things and development side of things, but what are you seeing from a business perspective here?
Yeah, thank you for asking it. I'm happy and unhappy to answer the question at the same time, because I honestly believe testing is underappreciated when it comes to EBITDA. Leaders are not necessarily thinking about testing as this gold mine of profitability, but it can have a huge impact on the business, not only on the product. And I think that's so important to remember here. Testing organizations should be positioning themselves as key drivers of EBITDA. They have a huge impact on the business. Again, not only on the product, but on the business's bottom line. I think about that. You pull that thread forward, right? Testing leaders should be advocating for themselves and claiming a seat at this table because they can provide positive impact to the bottom line. So for those folks that are involved in those C-levels and CTOs, you know, you're having these conversations about EBITDA. When you're in those, advocate for the potential benefits around automated testing. If the executive team sees the value, they're more likely to invest in automation that further increases profitability. And automation really becomes then, if we look at it both at the corporate level and the product level, it really provides a multitude of benefits.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective. That really is. So automation driving value for EBITDA seems like something that organizations would want to do, but maybe executive teams aren't even aware of that or not even thinking in those terms. But if executives can see the value, then they can provide the investment and the resources that the organization needs for testing. Really interesting stuff. So let me just ask then, so given all of that, what are some of the other benefits of test automation? How can CTOs and testing teams talk about those benefits in a way that you know, executive teams will understand?
Yeah, of course. Sure thing, David. And I think, again, we look at this in both terms of the product and the company's bottom line. And so there's three that are most top of mind to me. I'll start with the first is reduced time to market. Automated testing and automation speeds up the testing process. Nilesh has talked about this through our conversation today, right? It allows these products to be released faster. What does that do ultimately? It leads to quicker monetization of a company's products and services, and that positively impacts EBITDA. The second is improved quality. Automated testing ensures consistent and thorough testing of the software, right? It reduces, Nilesh, as you said again, it reduces the likelihood of defects and errors. What does that leave us with? It leaves us with higher quality products that lead to fewer customer complaints, returns, warranty claims. Again, it improves the profitability around EBITDA. The last one, and one that we talk about a lot here, is predictability. And increasing predictability to ensure that products go out to market and that they work as intended is huge for any company to achieve accurate forecasting. So all these, and I know there's plenty more than this. Nilesh, I'm sure you have a few ideas on your side.
Yeah, I do. And I appreciate the ones that you provided, because that kind of goes back to what the trend is right now, right? It's a boardroom decision now, right? So that those three benefits are really, really tied that in together well. So, but what I'll have is, I'll say, you know, the first one I see is cost savings, right? I mean, automated testing is going to reduce manual efforts, right? And that's cost savings, right? It results in lower labor costs. It also helps identify defects early in the development cycle, like we talked about before, which are, you know, less expensive to fix, right? And I'm going to keep harping on that, but that's very key, right? You want to find stuff earlier on than later on, right? And again, these cost savings directly contribute to EBITDA, right? The other thing I'll say is another benefit I see is scalability, right? Using automated testing and the use of AI can easily scale to accommodate larger and more complex software systems. And as we mentioned before, right, one of the trends we're seeing is software systems are very complex now. And as the business grows, you know, automation allows testing efforts to keep pace without proportionally increasing in resources, right? Like, what you don't want to get into the point is, you know, obviously your systems get more and more complex, you don't want to keep adding more people to finish the testing, right? That's not ideal, right? That's actually going backwards, right? So you need to use some tools and so forth to kind of help with the scalability. And the other one I'll say a benefit is obviously is resource optimization, right? If you're automating, you know, time-consuming tasks and stuff that are repetitive, you can use those manual efforts on something more important, right? Like such as innovation and product development, right? And that's actually helping, again, increase productivity and higher EBITDA, right? It's all using resources to do more of high-value work, right? And I think that's important, right? That's where you see kind of the benefits of automation.
Yeah, Nilesh, I mean, I couldn't agree more, right? And all of these things that I went over, you walked through with us today, guys, you cannot validate what you cannot measure, right? So one last piece of this is ensuring that testing teams are measuring their results. Leaders need to start thinking about what are those KPIs that can show how the product is impacted, but how the business is impacted, right? How do leaders present this and assert themselves as a key driver to EBITDA to pull that thread farther beyond the product, right? Testing is not a task. We are way beyond that in today's world and what we've talked about today. It is not only about the product. it is much bigger than both of these. It's about the overall success of an organization, and it pulls way beyond the product, right? And Nilesh, I think you said it best earlier, testing and test automation, it is a boardroom decision now, and we can rise to that occasion.
Yeah. So, you know, it seems to me that once leaders and executives, you know, start to realize this benefit, this is really going to be a hot topic in most boardrooms, I would think. And it's going to be up to the testing organizations themselves, as you said, you know, to make sure they grab a seat at that table and advocate for themselves. But it's important, I think, first, that leaders need to start thinking about measuring the impact of automation just to demonstrate how testing can drive EBITDA. This has been a great conversation. I really appreciate it. I hope people start thinking about it in those terms. You know, they talk about trying to bring business and IT together and working together and aiming for the same goals. And boy, this is certainly one area that I haven't heard a whole lot of people talking about. So I think this has just been a great conversation. Thanks so much for your time today, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Great conversation.
Well, yeah, I agree. And to our audience, thank you for tuning into What the Dev, as always. Again, I'm Dave Rubenstein, editor-in-chief of SD Times. So long for now.